Roisin, I'm here with Anna and Dennis, and we're here at the Department of Communications, Climate Action and the Environment stand at the Ploughing Championships. So, first of all, we're here with Peter McGovern. Can you tell us a little bit about the Digital Skills for Citizens scheme?
Well, the Digital Skills for Citizens scheme was initiated by the department to try and get everybody online. It's open to all citizens in the country, but we're mainly concentrating on people who are over 45, specifically elderly people, people with disabilities, disadvantaged people, or members of the farming community, because a lot of the government services are going online in the next year or so. So people who can't use the internet will be left behind, basically. So, and it's a very basic training course. It's given over 5 weeks, 10 hours, 2 hours a day, and it's a classroom setting, no more than 10 people. So you kind of get that individual attention that you need. People are enjoying it, I think, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so Aisling, what is an air code?
That's a really interesting question. Do you know what? Summing it up really quickly and concisely, it's just 7 digits that you put at the end of your usual postal address. So whatever you normally use on your postal address, you then put your air code at the bottom of it, 7 digits broken up into 3 and then 4.
Why is it important that people know their air code?
We all really should know our air code, because basically your air code is... it's a unique number that it's only on your property. No other property in Ireland has an air your air code. So say if you were living down a road and, the Glebe Youth Media Team, and there were 15 houses down that road, and Anna here had organised to have a great delivery of her new Deb's dress that she wanted. But the postman didn't know which one to deliver it to, and he was driving down this road and he's saying, oh my God, which house is this? And the courier says, it says the Glebe Youth Media Team, I know it's somewhere here, oh gosh, I can't deliver it. That's it. But if Anna had put, when she was ordering it online, had put her air code onto it, the postman or the courier guy would know exactly where to go, and Anna would get her beautiful Deb's dress in time. And that's why, one of the reasons why you should use it. So you want to get your deliveries quickly. Another possible quick one would be, say if you wanted to get to... I was coming here today to the Ploughing. It was absolutely brilliant. Hadn't a clue where I was going. I had to pick up Ben, who lives in Clondalkin. Then we had to fly over to pick up Jade, who lives over in Finglas. And I don't know where these places are. So I stuck it into my sat-nav. I put in their air code. And happy days... Google Maps showed me exactly where to go because I put in their air code, and I got to Ben's house and then over to Jade's house, and happy days, here we are today giving you this wonderful interview.
So Andrew Sullivan, what is the National Broadband Plan?
Thanks, Anna. The National Broadband Plan was a programme launched by Minister Pat Rabbitt back in 2012, and his idea was that high-speed broadband should be available to everyone in the country. So he launched this National Broadband Plan. And as a result, we've been working on the plan now for a number of years. And we work in connection with the commercial operators. So all the telecom operators like your Aires and your Virgin Medias. And they concentrate on commercial areas in towns and cities. And there's areas outside of towns in kind of rural areas of Ireland that are not deemed financially viable for telecom operators. So it was the onus is on the government to intervene in these areas and provide state subsidy to make it affordable for everyone to provide a connection so people can enjoy Netflix or get online and watch YouTube or whatever it may be. So in essence, it's a plan that's currently in progress. We're nearly at the end of our procurement stage for the intervention area, and we hope that by the end of 2020 that at least 90% of every home and business in the country will have access to high-speed broadband, and then soon after the rest of the premises will be covered. So
okay, perfect. Thanks very much.
Thank you.